and joining us. Oh, yeah, I forgot that. Get a job. It's your theme song,
it
Tracy.
It is my theme song. How are you?
I'm good. How are you? Joining us from the Pikes Peak Workforce Center is Executive Director and CEO Tracy Marquess. We forgot we got to get your theme song going.
Oh, that's right. Thank you. I appreciate that.
How are you?
I am great. Thank you. How are you?
We are doing good. You know, elections.
Yeah, it's been busy.
Very busy. But we have a lot to talk about with you, and I know you guys have a very important fair coming up next week.
We do. Next Wednesday from 12 to 3, we have an apprenticeship fair. It's at the Pikes Peak Workforce Center. We have 14 different apprenticeship companies represented. An apprenticeship, if you're not familiar with it, it has been around for over 75 years. It is a earn and learn model. You're employed by the company, and there's an education component with it where you achieve a certified stackable credential. Mm. And those who start and finish apprenticeship, over 91% retain employment within that organization.
That's fantastic.
It is. Your average salary of an apprenticeship is over $60,000. So it's a great opportunity to get the skill sets you need, learn on the job, and really develop and gain momentum in education in your career pathway.
And I think that's probably a route that a lot of people don't even think about.
They really don't. You think of apprenticeships and you think of, you know, kind of the old school mindset of apprenticeships in your plumbing, your pipe fitting, electrical, those type of apprenticeships. But now there are apprenticeships in all different types of industry. You have it in IT, cyber. You have healthcare apprenticeships. You have apprenticeships, and we talked about leisure, hospitality, growth of jobs. There's culinary apprenticeships. Your jobs at Petco, your pet groomers, those are apprenticeship programs. So it's a really thinking outside the box of the opportunities that apprenticeships can bring.
And at your fair next week, how many, and it sounds like employers obviously will be there.
Correct. We have employers there. We have actually an IT company from Boulder who started the first IT apprenticeship program that will be coming down and joining us. So a lot of great opportunities of apprenticeship programs.
That's incredible. And again, that's next week, and they can get, do they need to register?
They do not need to register. Information's on our website, ppwfc.org, the list of apprenticeships with active links to their website, 12 to 3 at the Garden of the Gods location.
Perfect.
And before we go to some specific job openings that we always do, what did you think of that story in the economy as far as, you know, the job growth is just surging here in the Pikes Peak region?
It really is. We're starting to see, you know, you look at available jobs, as we talked over the months, there's over 13,000 open jobs in El Paso, Teller County. We're also starting to see the wage increases. That report that the Gazette did showed that they have seen an increase in wages, and we have seen that too. There's more, you know, jobs open than people looking for positions. So we really have to, companies have to look at the salary and make sure their company culture and the wages are competitive.
And it doesn't come to a surprise to me that leisure and hospitality is doing so well.
No, it really doesn't. If you look at high demand occupations in our area, leisure, hospitality, sports economy are some really great growth opportunities that we have. We also have healthcare sector, thousands of open positions in healthcare. You know, IT, cybersecurity, professional services, we see a really great high growth in professional services jobs here in our county.
And that's with all the with all the military we have here, defense contractors, that's also a good area as well.
It really is a good area. And, you know, you look at your defense contractor companies, one of the top credentials that they need is that top secret security clearance, which those leaving the military have. And make sure when you leave the military, don't, you know, it's not going to expire soon, because that is a really high demand, extremely high demand certificate that companies are looking for locally.
Well, and as we've talked about before, Tracy, in helping military transition, I mean, applying for some of these jobs is not like your regular, here's my resume and hey, call me. It just doesn't work that way for some of these jobs like you're talking about.
Exactly, especially with your federal jobs. You have usajobs.gov that has all those jobs listing on them. And we actually created specialized workshops for those who are applying for federal jobs. There's a lot of details that just recently changed that you really have to check some certain boxes and put some certain information in to really make sure you have the information. And that's one resume where they want everything that you've ever done on their resume. Where the civilian companies really, you know, you want your two-page resume.
Right. Like, don't go past this and make it brief.
Exactly, exactly. Talk about your skills that you want in a civilian resume.
Interesting. Yeah. And of course, again, the apprenticeship fair next week, what day and time again?
It is next Wednesday. It's at Pikes Peak Workforce Center, so a week from today, and 12 to 3.
Perfect. You're awesome. And they can find more information on the website.
On our website, ppwfc.org.
Thank you, Tracy.
Thank you.
And good to see you in person again.
It's great to be here.
Yes.
All right. It's so good.
8:42, traffic, weather, sports, all coming up.